Welcome to this podcast produced by the International News Safety Institute.
Gunshots, thousands of miles apart. Two tragedies, on the face of it quite unrelated, yet signalling what a small world we inhabit in terms of journalist safety. A lone gunman, reportedly with a grudge, shot dead on air Alison Parker and Adam Ward, a reporter and cameraman at a television station in the United States. Around the same time, a coroner's court in London heard that Sky News cameraman Mick Dean was killed by a sniper in Egypt after his flak jacket had been confiscated by Egyptian authorities. The two events were widely different in cause, yet they underline one of the driving forces behind the spiralling death toll of journalists around the world. They've become easy targets for people with a grudge, a weapon, and a need for attention. Whether they are individuals seeking to trumpet their grievance to the world via YouTube, soldiers or terrorists trying to shut down exposure of their misdeeds, or criminals simply trying to frighten reporters into silence, they do not hesitate to act with extreme prejudice. They know that killing a journalist, especially on camera, wins maximum publicity for their twisted message. Alison Parker and Adam Ward were a hemisphere away from a war zone and had a right never to expect to be shot at. But their murder showed that all journalists everywhere must recognise their exposed position in this interconnected and polarised world. They must be trained in risk awareness and self-protection techniques. You never know when your life can be shattered simply because you are a journalist. I'm not suggesting safety training would have saved Alison and Adam. Nothing removes all risk. We're in a dangerous occupation. But heightened recognition of and professional preparation for the unexpected seems to me to be a prudent response to today's world. Thanks to organisations like INSEE, journalists today generally are more aware of the dangers than they were 10 years ago. The methods of safe yet high-quality reporting are now widely known and should be taught not only to all current practitioners but also to the next generation at journalism schools. Editors and owners have a huge responsibility. Many more now face up to this than they did a decade or more when INSEE was set up, but many others still don't measure up either in providing training or supplying safety equipment. Sky News, one of the more enlightened companies, provided Mick Dean and his team with flak jackets when they were assigned to cover the turmoil in Egypt in 2013. But their equipment, including bulletproof vests, was confiscated at Cairo Airport. Mick died from a single gunshot to the chest, precisely the type of wound a flak jacket was designed to stop. Many bosses are still sending hundreds of journalists naked into danger without the training or equipment that can ensure they live to tell the story. Too many news organisations still take safety seriously only after a staffer has been killed. Some continue to argue that the training and supplies INSEE advocates costs too much. It is surely long past time that all in our business absorb the evidence and take proper, practical steps to ensure the safety of staff and freelancers. We cannot continue adding the cost of a killed journalist to the price of our daily news.
This podcast was produced by the International News Safety Institute. For more information on INSEE, please go to www.newssafety.org.